If you call me and say, hey, I want to party for Saturday and I can't do it, you know what? I can't, but call so-and-so and call. I have a list of people that I tell them to call.
And that's
Frank.
You got the good list and the naughty list.
I do. I do have the good list.
You don't call the naughty list.
Episode 64 of Chartered New Haven Pizza Show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky. We are getting closer and closer to the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest with Connecticut Basement Systems. August 2nd, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. And one of the originals, I think Big Green Truck has been there every year. We have Leanne here from Big Green Truck Pizza. Have you been there every year?
We have been.
Yes.
Frank has invited me from the get-go. It's been a pleasure. It's been so nice.
It's awesome. And anyone who's from Connecticut or lives in Connecticut has seen the Big Green Truck. You've probably had parties or been to parties. And we just appreciate you being there every year, but also just providing Connecticut with pizza, right? Because over many years.
Yeah, it's been, this is our 23rd season.
Wow.
We were the original pizza truck. And so I'd like to say we kind of started it all. Not me personally. Yeah. I got to give all the credit to Doug Coffin.
Right.
But it's been a whirlwind. It's been a blast. It's been so much fun.
And Doug was our first episode, right, Frank? Our first ever chart
episode? I believe he actually was. Yeah, down at Next Door when
episode
he had the restaurant.
Episode one.
Yeah, that's he was the test pilot.
He's great. We love
and I'm
Doug.
Sure he kept the conversation going.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's got many stories.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I can out-talk Doug, but he's pretty funny.
Yes.
Well, very dry sense of humor.
Yes. He could come right off the cuff. I mean, he doesn't have to think about much. It comes right on out.
Yeah. And for anyone watching or listening who's not familiar with the history of it, you know, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Big Green Truck?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I met up with Doug in 2009. I started doing the bookings for him in 2011. Prior to that, I was just actually going, visiting the guys on the trucks. He only had four trucks at the time, making sure that everything was running smoothly. I was doing the scheduling. And then a couple years later, I jumped into the office. I started helping him in the office. Nice. And then in 2013, he started with Next Door. He started the restaurant. He then came to me and asked me if I wanted to buy the trucks, and I jumped on it. I had a whole restaurant background. Oh, my family owned restaurants. So
while you were originally working for him, did you always think like that you would want to do that? I mean, that's a big undertaking to like take over
at the
whole...
time. I have kids, but they were young.
Yeah.
This was perfect for me. I was going in Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. Putting the kids on the bus, coming home. I mean, for a mom, it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And actually once he brought the idea up to me, I kind of brought it home. My husband was iffy. He has his mortgage business. He's like, you sure this is something you want to do? I think I want to do it. He's like, oh, well, think about it. He thought about it. I went to go see Doug. I'm like, I'm in.
Nice.
Yes.
And listen, I know you always wanted to be the big cheese.
Yeah.
And what were the, the restaurants you grew up in, you know, were they Italian restaurants? Were they, like, what style?
Polish restaurants.
We did kielbasa, pierogies, you know.
Yeah, nice.
We did that, you know, we stuffed the meats in the cabbage. That's what we did.
Yeah.
My family owned Leon's on Washington Avenue.
Nice.
It was actually my great-grandparents. So they had started it in 1938.
Oh, wow.
So I was fourth generation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like anyone who comes up in the restaurant business when it's a family business, like, it's just always with you, you know? Like, so the fact that you're running these trucks now, like, that it's just in your blood almost.
It's full circle.
You know, growing up, I always have, you know, you're young, teenagers, high school, getting out of college, you know, oh, let's go out Friday night, let's go out Saturday night. I never had Friday, Saturday night. I'm like, oh, let's do Monday night. Kind of, because when you're in this industry, Monday's the day.
That's not good for your social life.
It didn't work for my social life at all. But then as I got older, you know, as you get older, you don't want to do anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was like my big excuse. I'm like, yeah, I can't do Friday, I'm working.
Yeah.
Excuses all
the time. It's a good out.
It's a great out. But yes, I truly do enjoy this industry.
Yeah.
More so. And then when I got out of the restaurant and kind of did my own day to day, I mean, I went back to school to be a teacher. That lasted all of like 6 months. And I realized that I only like my own kids. But no. And then I, you know, you do. You miss this life. I truly do like people.
Yeah.
So
that makes one of us.
Well, I mean, and what you're doing, you kind of, yeah,
you
you're still
to.
Serving people, whether it be a private party or an event, like you're still interacting with people a lot.
On the phone with people a lot, you know, because I still personally take all the bookings, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I still call everybody and confirm things. I like to know what's going on. And I do. I tend to ask a lot of questions, like beyond just work stuff. You know, how are things going? You have those clients that have booked with us for 15 years.
Yeah.
I've been there for their christenings and then their graduations
That's
and
amazing.
Birthdays.
I didn't even think of that.
Weddings.
Like regulars.
Bar mitzvahs.
You've almost seen their life pan out with all the big events. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fun. It really is fun for me.
And how many trucks now in the
fleet? We have 9 trucks.
9?
We have 9 pizza trucks and 2 beverage trucks.
Wow. That's amazing.
And you're very lazy, Leanne.
just like you.
Very lazy.
So it keeps me busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because we have the pizza trucks, obviously, at the Pizza Fest. But like you said, Big Green Truck, the original sort of pizza truck here in Connecticut. Like, that's what everyone saw driving down the highway or at parties. Like, it's such an iconic image, you know. And over the years, you know, Frank and I talk about this all the time. We started this podcast 3 years ago and the Pizza Fest 4 years ago. And it feels like pizza's always been popular here in Connecticut, but it feels like it's ramped up in the past 5 to 10 years, maybe?
Absolutely.
Have you felt that with the truck, too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was just talking about it with one of my friends. She lives in Rhode Island. And she's like, I just don't understand why you don't want to come up this way. I'm like, don't you worry. I'm sure there'll be pizza trucks there within the next couple of years.
Yeah.
I just feel as if it's really kicking in now. Like I said, when we started the pizza truck. There was our pizza truck and Doug was good. He like, all right, the next year he built the second, the next year he built the third. And then before you know it, you have other pizza trucks kind of on the scene. And I'm sure Frank can back me up. How many? There's got to be at least 60 to 75 pizza companies here in just Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right?
In some form or fashion.
Right. Whether they're trailers, trucks, you know, there's a lot of companies now.
Yeah, because it feels like even if they have a standalone restaurant, they still have the pizza truck to do these. So, yeah, so the competition for you has grown
exponentially.
Tremendously,
yes. Absolutely.
But the demand has also grown.
The demand,
the
too. Right.
Yes.
That's the interesting part.
I think it's easier, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can have everyone in your house or in your yard, and you can have the pizza truck there, and you're not doing anything. I mean, we're working, but the host can actually enjoy their party.
It's the convenience of it. Right. They don't have to set anything up, worry about the cleanup, that whole,
exactly.
I think the other thing, too, now is the financial side, where you go try to rent a place or pay for per head. You know, it gets really expensive, and I think on top of the fact that pizza is really popular in Connecticut, it's also affordable. More affordable than renting a big place and all, you know, I'm sure you've probably done thousands of weddings. You know, you can't compare. There's a couple of people that we know are friends of that are getting married, their kids, and they're looking at between 100 and 200,000 for the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I got married in 2000. Granted, we had like 300 people. That bill then...
It was a small Italian wedding.
Yeah, small Italian wedding. But that bill then, you're talking a ton of money.
Yeah.
You know? And then my niece recently got married, and she was looking at like $125, $130 a plate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nuts. Whereas you have a pizza truck coming wherever. You can have it. Yeah. I mean, we do it at like vineyards. We do them in a backyard. We can actually, you know, wherever you go.
So you can sort of get to any location. Yeah.
Correct. And you're thinking they're spending like $40 a head and everyone's having fun. And then there's the smart people that decide to elope and then come back and just have the party afterwards.
No, the real smart people don't get married.
Just a singles party with the truck.
Yeah, just a party.
I mean, not me, of course. I'm certainly.
That's not a bad idea. You have like a dating mixer with the truck.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
That's
you
funny.
Do this. What do you have in those like 2 minute mixers?
Right.
You meet everyone within 2 minutes. Yes.
I always said I give away free ideas all the time. I joke about it on the radio and on this podcast. And I probably shouldn't because people are just going to steal them.
They're going to jump on you.
Right. But I always said there should be a pizza dating app because. Think about, we were doing this on the radio one time. We were talking, people were calling up with like all their dating horror stories. And it's like, think about how much pressure there is on a first date when you go to dinner. Like, you know, who's going to pay? Where are you going to go? But if you had a pizza dating app where the first date was always just pizza, because pizza's easy. Everyone likes pizza. It's not expensive. Yep. And you would sign up for the app. And the trick to the app is that you put like a almost like Venmo. You have like an account, so you don't have, so no one has to pay because you go to the first date and it's already paid for. So the pressure's off. See?
There you go.
Slice of my heart. That's the name.
Kevin Begley used to be a radio personality.
Frank, you've been an entrepreneur. You could appreciate like a good startup idea.
Let's add that on your docket. Yeah. Because you've got time.
You've got the time.
I think I'm about the end of my entrepreneurial run.
But I mean, in a serious note, like talking about entrepreneurship, like, I mean, Big Green Truck is a great example that started from the ground up and has now become this successful business. I feel like there's a lot of that here in Connecticut too. You know, there's so many small businesses that have started from scratch and kind of built their way up. It's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was an idea that I'm sure Doug had told you, where he was there as a caterer.
Yeah.
And he wanted to bake fresh bread. That was his thing. Did you hear the story? I don't know if Kevin heard the story. He wanted to bake fresh bread. So he decided that on his little, I think he had, it wasn't a Volkswagen, a Volvo, on his, which he had even like when I was there, he decided to take this little homemade oven on the back of his Volvo to a party to make fresh bread. And then the neighbor turned around and said, hey, let's do pizza. Doug laughed at him. He's like, pizza? That's crazy. Well, here's that crazy idea.
Yeah, it's so true. And a lot of the original, you know, kind of the New Haven, like Frank Pepe, like all the original, they started with bread too, weren't they?
Oh,
like
absolutely.
All bakery? Yeah, so
absolutely
like they were just kind of bread makers that turned into the, it makes sense because of the dough. But that's great with Doug, like, because it is funny because you sort of do what you do at the beginning and then you're like, why would I make pizza? Like that doesn't make sense. And then it turned into this. Yeah.
The thing that I really like being an entrepreneur is what Doug inspired other people to do. And we've talked about this earlier and we've talked about this in the past. You know, the people that have come into the Big Green Truck and be it good or bad, have done their own thing. You know, that I think is like the power of it. From a business standpoint, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, the obvious reasons, but I think it's really cool that you have this kind of crazy idea and now you've somewhat created, at least in Connecticut, this little mini industry. And that's, I think, what it is, honestly.
It absolutely is. And I mean, come on, you can't just have a monopoly. Would you like to? Yeah, it would be great. Yeah. I mean, financially, it would be great. Yeah. However, it really did open up for so many people.
Yeah.
And I am the first person to say that there's enough pizza out there for everyone. I mean, people want enough parties.
Yeah.
It's fine. I have no qualms passing them on. I think it's great. I really do. I mean, if you call me and say, hey, I want a party for Saturday and I can't do it, you know what? I can't, but call so-and-so and call. I have a list of people that I tell them to call.
And that's
Frank.
You got the good list and the naughty list.
I do have the good list.
You don't call the naughty list. Yeah.
but that's the beauty of the pizza world. I feel like everyone kind of helps each other out.
Yes.
And I think that's why it's gotten so popular, because the demand is there, like you said, and there's so many great places here that we're like spoiled with how much great pizza we have here in the state. So
true.
I think that helps as well. You know,
I remember one time you and I spoke to someone at Pepe's and they said that one of the things their grandfather used to say all the time, Frank Pepe, was that there's enough for everyone. So whether, you know, if you ever been to, and I know you guys have been to Worcester Street, but some people haven't, you know, Sally's and Pepe's are literally two blocks away. And two of the biggest pizzerias in the world. And they're both still there. They're both thriving. And the point being is that, you know, there's enough for everyone.
Is it plenty?
But I do think, and I say this all the time, you know, Connecticut never has really had, outside of the Whalers and now the Sun that is leaving, they haven't had a professional team for us to get around.
Yeah.
Like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dallas Cowboys. So I believe one of the reasons why people are so passionate about pizza in Connecticut is because that's our sport. I've kind of tried to spin this concept of pizza as a sport in Connecticut. I've got some ideas, but I got enough going. But my point being is I think that's really one of the things that has hugely grown pizza in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's like the home team, you know? It's like when you think of pizza, when you think of Connecticut, you think of pizza. And I think that's gotten bigger around the country now, where people just know us for the pizza because it's great, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then with t-shirts and that's where it is, like a sports team. Like the people of Connecticut embrace it.
Well, all the pizzerias are like all professional teams, like the NHL and yeah. NFL. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of what it is. And to everyone's credit, including obviously Big Green Truck, I mean, the pizza quality is really high in Connecticut. You know, you don't have a lot of bad pizza trucks.
You really don't. And you don't have a lot of bad pizza trucks. You don't have a lot of bad pizza places, you know?
Right.
Is it the water? I mean, let me ask you.
We did a whole episode on that.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
Don't get me in trouble.
It's honestly, I say it's the love.
Yeah.
It's the love and the passion that you put into it. It truly.
Well, that's the truth.
It really is.
And yes. the people, like, I think it's the families and generations of people, you know, who have started these trucks or pizza places or whatever it might be and have passed it on to other generations of their families. Like that family thing will always be there, you know, that especially in the restaurant industry, as you know.
We still use like my grandmother's meatball recipe to make the meatballs. You know, I know some people that are like, I'm going to go to Restaurant Depot. I'm like, no way. I'm like, we're going to go to make my grandmother's recipe, you know, which was my mother's recipe. You know, it's not because of, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of a prideful thing. I got to say,
which
yes,
is good.
It is pride, but it's the love that you're putting into it.
Yeah.
That's making it that, you know, when you're frying out the meatballs or when you're frying out the eggplant. And I mean,
yeah,
you can taste it. You could taste
totally.
The quality. It's what it is.
The ingredient. Right. Mm-hmm. You can definitely taste the difference.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
You're putting your whole heart into it.
There's pizza for passion and there's pizza for profit and they taste very different.
100%.
There you 100%. Go. Put that quote on on a t-shirt.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true, though. It really is. Like the national chain pizza places, like Frank says, like it's situational pizza. Like sometimes you order Domino's at 2 a.m. and it's situational pizza in college. Like,
yeah.
but you're right. Pizza for profit, pizza for passion. It's a great way to put it.
Thank you.
He's always got the good quips.
A+, Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, he does have the good quotes. Yeah, we'll clip that later.
Talk to us about trying to get people to work for you. I know that's a challenge.
We had this conversation off air. All right. I have some amazing, amazing people. Absolutely. And they've been with me since before I was there, I have to say.
Wow.
You know, I have guys that came from Pepe's. I have guys that came, I've got some soup parties. I mean.
Yeah.
But then you have the guys.
I'm not stirring the pot, but do you have any female pizza makers?
I do not. No. Okay. And especially being a female-owned business, because my husband doesn't have any part. And I mean, we're family, obviously.
Yeah.
But he always comes in for a gym. But he has his own stuff he needs to take care of.
Yeah, sure.
And no, aside, you know what? I have my daughter.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
I have my daughter. My daughter, my younger son are both make pizzas.
Nice.
And my older son does the oven. So
oh,
I do
fun.
Have, yeah, which is great. I keep them all on separate parties so we can all have. And then I have my nephew. My niece is a bartender. So I do like to keep it very family oriented. But unfortunately, like, you know, my daughter goes to school. My youngest goes to school. So I don't have somebody that's full time. It's hard to find staff.
Yeah.
It's hard to find staff that are not transient. And it's only because this is the industry.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the industry.
It's probably 4 or 5 month a year industry. I mean, I'm sure you guys do parties 12 months out of the year.
We
but
don't.
Probably, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No, we do March 15th to December 15th because
it slows way down. Yeah.
It's cold.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm not bringing a 1947 truck out in the snow or the ice.
Yeah, you're going to be in like a hat and gloves trying to cook the pizzas up.
And
yeah.
I truly worry, God forbid something should happen to my guys, like
true.
In an accident or
the
something.
Driving. Yeah, that's a good point.
The
too.
Ice, the whatever. So, no.
You don't want to ruin the trucks.
We garage them and let the guys go and relax for
a few
months.
And Leanne goes down south.
And Leanne does go down south. Yes, she does.
It's like the opposite of a teacher. you get the winter time off and then go back to it in summer.
And I have a lot of teacher friends and believe me, I'm very envious when they have their summers off and they're like, we're going to go to the beach. We're going to sit by the pool. I'm like, come visit me down in Florida in January.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah. It's funny because I know your friends were there. Jen from Marco's Pizza Truck. she and I talk every once in a while. She's a doll. And she's like, when are we going to go for a drink? When are we going to? I'm like, I'll meet you down in Florida. Because she has a place down there, too.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Like, I'll meet you down at Matarano's in February.
Now, be careful that you don't start a pizza place down there, because then you'll be working all year long. Like, yeah. You got to keep it up here in Connecticut.
Keep it up in Connecticut. Absolutely.
But I think at one point, whether it was Doug or you, I think you had a couple trucks down in Florida.
We did. Mm. In Winter Park, which is up in Orlando.
Oh.
We did it for a winter time. And again, it's hard that the staff doesn't. And I don't know. I'm a firm believer. And you as a businessman have to agree. You have to be there all the time.
Yeah.
It's hard not to be there.
Did you bring the trucks down there or did you get different trucks?
We brought the truck down there.
Down
we only had one. We only brought one down to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was there from January until March.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And it did pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when you're not there all the time.
It's really a full-time deal,
it really
especially
is.
With something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman that he came back up north that worked for me a few years ago. He went down there, down south, opened up a couple of trucks and a business, and he did very well. He and his dad, but he got married, had a kid, and he's up here to be close to his family.
Yeah. Nice. It really is. I mean, it's fun to bring pizza down to Florida, to kind of let them experience pizza up here in Connecticut down there. But yeah, it's just tough to, unless you're living down there all year and you're really putting all the effort into the business down there.
But then when you're down there, you want to relax a little bit.
Well,
just this much.
That's what I meant. Yeah. When you go down there in the winter, you just want to, relax and have fun and not work. Yeah.
And there's no good pizza in Florida, according to everyone else, right?
There's some good places now.
I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah, they are. There's some good places. Now there weren't years ago. Yeah. There, you couldn't find anything.
They're still on the East Coast, so that helps.
I have to agree. Yeah. Yep.
Let's talk about Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest a little bit. So August 2nd.
I can't wait.
So, I know we're so excited too. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's 4 years.
It's
now.
Your favorite event, Leanne. You told me.
Yeah.
Before.
I do love the event. I absolutely do. Yes.
Yeah. So like over the years, obviously we do the VIP hour, which people can get ConnecticutPizzaandBrewFest.com. You can get VIP or GA. And we do like the free cheese slices during the VIP, and then it opens up to the public. Are there any things that you've noticed over the years, giving out the slices that have, is it difficult at first? Did you learn things as you went year to year? Have you changed things with how you operate at the Pizza Fest?
I think the only thing that we really changed was we didn't do as big as an array of a menu. Now we kind of just...
Yeah,
you focus on a few things.
Two a tree.
So you can crank them out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's smart.
As opposed to bringing all the toppings. Now we can do just, cheese, pepperoni, and mashed potato.
Oh, yeah. The people love the mashed potato.
People
bacon.
Love the mashed potato. There's a couple of people that would turn around and be like, is that pineapple? And I'm like, come on, guys.
You don't deserve this slice.
Right.
Keep moving.
Frank, we got to find out if anyone does serve, because I've never really looked. Like, if there's anyone at the Pizza Fest who's serving pineapple.
I doubt it.
And then you got to go call them out.
No, but Vin, who always does a different type of topping, he's always like playing around with
Slice of New Haven.
Slice of New Haven.
Yeah, he's got.
Yeah, they're great.
He's very creative.
Yeah,
I got to give all the kudos to him. Good kid too. Good, really good guy. So yeah, he's always got. I think he's right working now on a peach one.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, he does. A lot of times he'll like try this, and I'm not one that likes. I don't like a sweet pie. We just had this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't like anything sweet on my pizzas, and he's always like, "Just try it, try it." I think he did a blueberry last year.
Mm.
Did something with a blueberry, and I was like,
"That sounds like a dessert pie."
Yeah,
almost.
I'm like, "Vin, I love you, but I can't do this."
Yeah,
sweet.
There's something about the like the juicy fruits, like pineapple, blueberry, like that on a pizza. It just doesn't really like. I'm like you. I need like salty. And just like not dry, but like
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
just something where you're salty.
Yeah, the salty
pizza.
More than exactly.
You don't want to bite into a piece of cake.
Yeah,
but it's good for a dessert pie.
Yes,
dessert pie is a whole different story, right? If you're doing like a cannoli pie or like the strawberries with chocolate, I've seen almost like a crepe.
Yeah, or Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Cinnabon.
Yeah,
when I had my pizza truck, that's what we did. We did Cinnabon, Nutella, and cannoli.
Oh,
they were fantastic.
Those are three great ones.
Were they big hits? Did all
big hits.
Clients loved them.
Yeah. And the reason why I did is because, obviously I looked at what everyone else was doing. You guys do gelato. This one does this. This one does that. And so my thought process was, well, I have the doughs with me. All I have to do is put the top, it was simple. And it kind of, for me, made more sense to have the pizza theme continued with the dessert pies. Not that there's anything wrong with gelato.
No,
or Italian
I know. You
ice
wanted to do different.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
And it, you know, worked really well for us.
Do people request dessert pies when you do parties, or do they ask about dessert?
Yes. With us, they need to kind of do it ahead of time because we don't bring toppings for dessert pizzas.
I mean, you can't whip something up just on it.
You're not an ice cream sundae bar. Yeah.
No, unfortunately not. But yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And again, it's this, I have to kind of rearrange things. It's got to be a specific crew.
Right.
A crew that knows how to do the dessert pizzas.
Yeah. So. Well, that's a good point. Like kind of coordinating it. You're like quarterbacking the party is trying to.
Right.
Yeah. Nice.
So do you have any good Pizza Fest stories, like Gavone's coming up and taking three slices or four slices, or just like give us one, obviously not mention anyone's names or where it was or anything, but you got like a really good, funny story?
Do I have?
Like something that just pops on your head.
Oh, geez, you're putting me on the spot. I will think of something after.
Okay.
I'm getting old now.
Did you ever have something, like, did you ever run out of ingredients? Or was there, like you had to go get something? Like, there was almost, like,
ran out of sauce.
A dramatic moment?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Are you laughing because you knew this story?
No.
Oh, you really didn't? 2 years ago, we had,
We knew we'd get a story.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you knew it. That was the year that we were parked directly in front of the stage. Okay.
Oh, under the thing.
We were parked directly in front of the stage. And yes, we ran out of dough and cheese.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Two of the biggest. Yeah, right.
Right. So I saw we were running low. I couldn't leave because I was like inside. I was helping.
Yeah.
So who do I call but Doug?
Okay. Oh, really?
It was a hot day. So I call him and it's Doug. And I'm
like, I don't run these trucks anymore. Yeah.
Right. But I'm like,
well, yeah, what do you want me to do?
I'm like, come on, can you drop off? I'm going to need like maybe 10 to 15 trays. I think I went to Vin to borrow regular, the cheese. Vin had some extra cheese.
What's
to borrow from him. No, it wasn't. It was as pecorino romano. Oh,
okay.
It was grated.
Oh,
so
nice.
It wasn't too bad. Then I call up Doug. Yeah, yeah, I'll be. I'm like, all right, it's in Bridgeport. I had to bring him from home, whatever. He had to go from his house to the shop.
And yeah.
By the time we got the dough, because he stops, he's got to talk to everyone. So he must have had it.
He's mouchard by the time.
It's all blown up.
Oh, like the dough.
Yeah, the dough's blowing up. And I'm like, this is what. And I handed it to Mo, who's always the one. Mo is the one that's always there.
Yeah.
Hands it to Mo, and he looks at me and goes, really? I go, it was Doug. He's like, I'll work with it. I think we had an hour left.
Yeah,
he worked with it. We did the best that we could.
But you made it happen.
Yeah, we made it happen. Nice. But here's Doug. Because he also must have parked. You know, he had to park. Kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
He's walking over with it. That's a great story.
Yes.
That's a good one.
You know, it's great because it's been 4 years. So you start to recognize. You could laugh, but you can also recognize a lot of the people. So I love the fact that the people that come and like, oh, my God. And we were here last year, Jimmy. And I do remember people last year. I'm definitely much better with faces than I am with names.
Yeah, me too.
But my husband also works for the Long Island Ferry in Bridgeport.
Oh, that's
what he does. Yeah.
Nice.
So it's fun.
So it's right in that area.
He gets to see a lot of the faces as well.
And I think that's, you know, going into the first year, we were like, the big question going into the year one was like, is anyone going to show up and care? Like we knew pizza was popular, but, and then we got that storm. It was like raining the first year. And then as you go, I feel like now people have made it, now that we're in year four, people have made it a tradition, you know?
Absolutely.
So maybe they go with their friends, maybe they go with their family, whatever it is. They've done it year two and three, and now they're like, let's go again. So, like, I think we're getting a lot of that crowd.
Absolutely.
Like you said, you see familiar faces, people who have come all 4 years now. So I think as we go further, it's going to be that one thing that people do every year.
Were you truly worried, though? Did you honestly, New Haven, were you concerned?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was kind of brand new, and it was, and, you know, the worst part about the first year was, and we caught some heat for this, no pun intended, was there was like a tornado warning.
It was.
It wasn't just rain, right?
But the fact that we had, you know, several thousand people come out in probably really not a good day was just, you know, the beginning of something.
Yeah,
good.
I think even if it was going to be nice out, anytime you go into our first year event, you're like, we think this will work, but like, will people actually show up? And we had sold tickets ahead of time, but you know, is there going to be walk up? You know, what's going to happen? And then it just gets easier year after year, you know, because you've done it before.
Absolutely. And you're more confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we try to tweak little things here and there, you know, change things. Like this year we're doing pizza demos. So we did the panels, you know, the first 3 years, and which were awesome. Like those panels, if people haven't seen them before, they're on our YouTube channel. Like they're so
awesome.
Great. the stories. But we to mix it up this year, Frank's going to do a pizza making class demo and a pizza oven, like a home oven,
portable uni demo.
Yes. So that'll be fun. And then we're doing the podcast live. So we're going to do a live episode of Charred. Good. And just pull up guests from the Pizza Fest to come on and interview. It'll be awesome. Like, so it'll be like a live taping. And then we have the Rum Runners, who are a great live band.
Oh, I didn't realize the Rum Runners are going.
Oh, yep. We don't fool around
you
here,
Lee. You're not playing any games.
Right.
Nope, that's those guys. I don't, that's their wheelhouse.
Yeah, but awesome. They're all, I mean, I live in Milford and they play all around here. I know they play everywhere.
We come
but
watch them.
Yeah, they're great. So they're going to do two sets so that it'll be, you know, it's going to be a big party. It's going to be so fun.
Well, it is fun. It is party. But the fact that you have the drinks there, the food there, it's nice to see, like I said, it's nice to see a lot of the same faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even the first year, I'm certain you guys were behind the scenes, but I felt like it kind of went off the first year. I was expecting some more glitches.
Yeah.
Especially with the rain.
Right.
Yeah.
It runs, not to blow smoke, but it runs well.
Yeah,
it's,
we've been lucky.
Nice and smooth.
Yeah, knock on wood. Like, it's been, you're right. Even that first year, like, there might be minor things, just like any event that you want to tweak the next year.
A wedding has glitches. I mean, come on.
And you don't know them until you actually do the event. So,
exactly.
And then you just fix them next year. We always do like a post event meeting and we go over stuff and we'll reach out to the pizza places to see if there's anything that they think we should change. Like, so we do our homework afterwards to try to improve it for the next year. But yeah, you're right. It's been great. And we've had great crowds too. Like, it's people who like love the pizza and totally get it. People weren't causing problems it was great.
Yeah, like Frank said,
you're going to get a few.
You're going to get a few that, you know, when there's a line that,
complain,
you know, I'm like, guys, the line's in the back. I mean, I can see what you're doing here.
Right.
Come on, jump in the back. You know, you get the side eyes once in a while, but I mean.
Right. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Do you have any?
No, the one thing I remember that we had to call an audible on was the first year was we had stuff spread out, but because it was going to rain, so everything, in the first year, everything wasn't supposed to be under the tent.
Right.
But it turned out to be that way.
And we were like in that concourse area.
Yeah.
So that made a little packed.
And it was hot and humid.
Yeah.
But we still had big lines.
You did have the lines. And I think overall, first year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurricane warning, whatever, tornado warning, whatever they had called that time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've tweaked the amount of trucks. I think one year we had like 25 trucks, which was a lot.
Yeah.
And then we went to 12 one year, which didn't feel like enough. So now I think we landed at like 15 or 16 this
sweet
year.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, we made some mistakes, but we learned.
Yeah. But it's going to be awesome. Yeah. August 2nd. It's coming up in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be so fun. Before we wrap up, is there anything like social media, website to give people if they're interested in Big Green Truck?
BigGreenTruckPizza.com.
Nice.
Come online. You could book online. You could always call the office. Numbers are on the line.
And they'll talk to you.
And they'll talk to Leanne. Yes, they will. I will be the one. I forward the phones and all.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's all good. But we're looking forward to the 2nd of August. Yeah.
One other thing, just so people know.
Yes.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, graduations, holiday parties.
Memorial. Events too.
Okay.
Yeah, we do it all. We do christenings.
Truly everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we recently, just this past Saturday, did a memorial event for someone too. And I got the nicest email from the client afterwards saying that this was just something that her son had always wanted.
Yeah, that's something you would never think of.
It actually warms my heart.
That's
amazing. I mean, something like that a family is going to come and ask for us to do their memorial. And it happens more than not. And that, if anything, I love doing all the events.
Right.
Weddings are great. You know, weddings, I feel like I have to be, you know, it's a wedding. You don't want to screw up anyone's wedding.
Right.
So that makes me more nervous. Like, God forbid something should happen if a truck breaks down. You have to think of all these
things. There's no stress.
Absolutely.
Right. So those are like the weddings are the first things I think about. But then, like I said, when someone's calling me for a memorial for a family member, knowing that I'm like closing up this part of their chapter.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
That warms me.
Yeah. Mm. And the fact that you're part of these big moments in people's lives and they remember it from, you know, they'll always remember, you know, that you provided the food for it. Like, and the Big Green Truck is a memory in their big day or whatever it might be, or a memory. Like, that's amazing. That's the beauty, I think, of pizza, too.
Stop this. We're getting too sappy. Yeah, 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 bring out my tissues.
Pizza's love.
Pizza's love.
Let's just bring it right
there
back
we go.
In.
Look, we get pizza, all these quotes
we're
out
gonna
of this
bring
episode.
It right back in.
I love it. All right, Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest with Connecticut Basement Systems, August 2nd. Get your tickets. ConnecticutPizzaandBrewFest.com. 11:30 is the VIP, so you get an hour and a half. Of those of those free slices, cheese
GA's
slices.
GA's at 1. Don't try to sneak in for 11:30.
But if you get the VIP, you can stay all day. You can stay till 4.
And drink, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, we got the
come
breweries.
Come at 11:30, stay, eat, and drink.
You can meet Leanne, get an autograph.
Yep, there you go.
There we go. Taking pictures.
I saw you on chart, yeah.
Kissing babies, shaking hands.
All right, awesome. We'll talk to you next time. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.